from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Danielle Venton. Weather watchers are still debating about whether we got the March miracle needed to make a serious dent in California's ongoing drought. And I say ongoing because, according to state officials, it's not over yet. So to find out where we stand and what it might mean for another summer of water restrictions, we turn to Paul Rogers, managing editor of KQED's Science Unit and environment writer for the San Jose Mercury News. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
It seemed like we did get a lot of rain this month. How much of a difference did it make?
Well, you know, this winter has been the best winter we've had in 5 years. I'm a glass half full guy. It's really been kind of a wonderful last few months, particularly March. Rainfall in most Bay Area cities is now about 100% of normal, and we haven't seen that for the past few years. And the good news is that the soaking storms that we got in March really delivered their biggest punch in the most important watersheds in the state. They put loads and loads of rain, I'm talking feet of rain, around Shasta and Oroville, the two biggest reservoirs in California. Those reservoirs are now more than 80% full. It's an amazing amount of water that's flowed into them. And we're seeing it in the Bay Area, too. Pardee Reservoir, the biggest reservoir that serves the East Bay, is 93% full. And the 10 reservoirs in Santa Clara County are nearly 70% full. So that's really good news. One other thing, the Sierra snowpack right now is about 85% of normal. By comparison, this time last year, it was 5% of normal.
That is impressive. So we got above average rainfall for March, but we've been hearing that for the purposes of busting the drought, above average wasn't going to cut it.
Right. Every silver lining has a cloud, as they say. We're not in an emergency in Northern California anymore in terms of drought with all this water in the reservoirs. But we don't have much rain forecast for the next week or 2 weeks. We're getting to the end of the rainy season. A lot of the biggest storms hit Oregon and Washington, and Southern California was kind of left out of all of this. Los Angeles is only at 50% of normal right now for their rainfall. They're not expected to have much more. And, you know, San Francisco is about normal, but we were really hoping with the strong El Nino conditions to see perhaps double the rainfall. So, you know, we haven't had the absolute deluges, but I think this is a really, really good year.
But now our monster El Nino that we've heard about, that's still out there, right?
Yeah, a lot of people get confused about what El Nino is. El Nino is basically a warming of the water along the equator off Peru. Those warm conditions are still out there. It's peaked, and it's probably going to continue through May. But most of the effects, at least for now, have probably passed.
So even if the ocean is still warmer than normal, we won't get more rain necessarily?
Yeah, you know, when the ocean is warmer at the equator, what it does in El Nino years is essentially makes the storm track that we normally get every winter in California on steroids. It gives us more wetter storms. What's happening as the ocean cools and as we get later in the year, we're just in a time of year where California doesn't get a whole lot of rain anyway in April and May. We may still get another couple of good storms, but not anything that's really going to add a whole lot of inches to our totals.
Now, Governor Brown has already extended the state's mandatory water restrictions. Do you think that this summer they'll be as stiff as they were last summer?
They probably won't. And what we're going to see in the coming weeks is the State Water Resources Control Board, which sets these rules for all the cities in California, they're going to be holding public hearings through April and deciding how to tweak the rules. They've already indicated that the rules are going to be relaxed in a lot of places. I think what you're going to probably see is that in Northern California, particularly the further north you go, where we had a lot of rain, they're going to have few or no mandatory rules from the state. And then the further south you go, their rules are going to look pretty similar to what they had this past summer. So we have a north-south divide on so many other things, on fashion, on music, the Giants, the Dodgers. We're going to see it on drought rules this summer, I think, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
That was Paul Rogers, managing editor of KQED's Science Unit and environment writer at the San Jose Mercury News. More news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.